Yes.
With that idea of relinquishing the self, I think there's a piece that comes first is just the even noticing what is going on. Like when you were saying the feeling, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Or
yeah, it's off. Yeah, it's in retrospect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think one of the things is, yeah, just being reflective and investigating. You know, how does that present it? Like that sense of protecting of self-image. How does that present itself? How does that feel? And both on an emotional level, or what's the impulse? How does it feel physically? You know, does it feel, you know, contracted, or even just a little disease, or you know, something like that? So it's like tuning in, because the more mindfulness and attention that we pay, we can start recognizing the nuances of our impulses and reactions that come up, and then the kind of the the cascade of different emotions that it's associated with, and you know, so then we can start to recognize that a bit more clearly, a bit more quickly. And then again, developing kind of response, and it's just, and the kind of like letting go, relinquishment is just giving some space around it to cease. It's not getting rid of, and especially the, just even the, because it's like relinquishment of self is impossible from a Buddhist perspective, because the self didn't exist in the first place. We've conjured it up out of thin air, and keep it propped out, so like keeping those balls in the air, and then once you sort of realize, I keep propping that up. So it's, a lot of it is just, okay, I don't have to feed it anymore. Wow, what a relief. Okay, once all the balls have fallen down, now what do I do? Great. There's a lot of space opens up.